Good Thursday. Today is September the 4th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to continue our conversation today with Steve Reinhardt. Steve is past chair of the United Soybean Board and Ohio farmer, talking about some of the innovative new things they've come up with to generate more domestic demand for Ohio soybeans. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Steve Reinhardt. Steve is past chair of the United Soybean Board. Steve, with commodity prices what they are right now, a lot of folks are looking at and maybe complaining about trade or lack of trade. But there's another aspect to it, and that deals with domestic demand. And I know United Soybean Board is really looking at things they can do to drive that demand. What are some things that have been done with checkoff dollars to help increase the value of U.S. soy?
Sure. So one of the things we try to do on the local or domestic market is to work with our qualified state soybean boards. So that would be, in our case, the Ohio Soybean Council, and look at how we can do these regional operations to help increase the demand domestically. So whether we're talking about dynamic green products, which Ohio has worked with and developed, bar and chain oil with DeVault, and some other products there for lubricants, whether it be biodiesel that we get from the crush at AGP throughout the Midwest, and then we're shipping, you know, meal around to different places that need to help the livestock industry. Now we talk about Goodyear tires and how we've been able to expand that market and continue to use soybean oil in those tires. And then even the cooking process and how we have our hyaluronic oil that's, you know, no trans and no saturated fats, and really good to extend the fry life of products and make it more healthy for us. So those are some ways we talk individually. We'll talk more about, you know, the inclusion of soybean meal and animal rations. And ideally, we talk about pigs. So we did a lot of studies there, and we know that soybean meal has a lot of antiviral and anti-inflammatory benefits to it. So if we can displace some of the synthetic amino acids and use soybean meal in its place, we know we can gain other efficiencies, like during the heat stress that we had this summer, we can help the pigs perform better and be more less stress on the animal, which means a bigger gain, faster gain for the animals as well. So those are some things there. Now we talk about hyaluronic soybeans. Again, we're talking about dairy rations, and dairy is built on so many different components of the milk. And one of the things that we can help with is that milk fat yield, and that's one of the big things in a dairy payment that that farmer is going to get, and help improve their bottom line as well. So, and then one of the other things that we talk about, the poultry market. Poultry market's really kind of exploding with the amount of restaurants, you know, going up that just want to specialize in chicken, and that's been a really big improvement we've seen over the past several years. We know where the egg prices have been, and we know that the layer industry is growing and continues to grow, and that's going to be another big focus for us. And now we talk about exports. That's domestically. We can feed those animals, but we can export a lot of soybean meal through hams and loins and poultry products as they go overseas as well.
My guest again today is Steve Reinhardt, past chairman of the United Soybean Board. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, USDA's August corn production report came in with surprising numbers, yet there were some initial changes and reactions. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
So just how surprising was USDA's August forecast for U.S. corn production this year?
Looking at a production number of over 16.7 billion bushels.
A record high projection, according to Agriculture Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer, who adds record corn crop yields are also forecasted
a yield of 188.8 bushels an acre.
He says regarding surprises, start with the trade range of estimates for the latest corn yield forecast.
When we look at the trade range, 188.8 bushels, slightly above the highest trade range yield estimate.
Yet the chief economist feels the bigger surprise was an additional 2 million acres of corn forecasted from certified Farm Service Agency data.
So now we're talking about corn acres at 97.25 million acres.
By way of reminder,
for the report, this is where we get the first survey-based yield and production numbers. In August, it's a farmer-based survey, but this is the second year where NASS has pulled forward and looked and used FSA data in order to adjust acreage. So I think when we talk about balance sheet changes, we got to keep in mind that we're getting both the first survey based yield information along with the first assessment of FSA acreage.
Initial industry reaction to the corn production forecast included a decrease in prices in the trading markets. USDA also forecasted a lower season-ending average price for corn based on the increased supply.
A lot of extra corn putting some downward pressure on prices and making a downward adjustment of 30 cents to $3.90 for the 25-26 marketing year price.
A more long-term consideration becomes how USDA projects how all this corn will be used within its supply and demand estimates. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski provides a breakdown.
Increases in virtually all of the use categories. We raised feed and residual by 250 million bushels. Our export forecast, we raised by 200 million bushels. Ethanol use raised about 100 million bushels this month. Our ending stocks forecast was raised by 457 million bushels.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.